I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And very happy to welcome someone to our studios who I don't think has been here before, Peter Wittrich, otherwise known as Tender Ness. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you. Hello.
And you're here. Oh, try the. Oh, wait, I'm going to put you on the talking mic. I didn't even have it on. There you go. All right.
Hello. Thank you.
There we go. So welcome, and you are here with a couple of familiar faces. Corey Kaufman is on drums here. He's been here before. And Veiko Lepisto, who is sat behind this very microphone that I am sitting behind right now as one of our blues volunteers, but also has been on that side playing with Woodblind and such before. So welcome back to you, too. But Peter, this is the first time I've gotten to visit with you, and I'm so excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And and you are playing a show. The three of you are playing as Tender Ness on Friday with Superior Siren at Sacred Heart Music Center. And does that start at 7 o'clock?
7:30.
All right. Well, thrilled to have you here. Rumor has it you are actually a Duluth native, right?
Yes, I am.
But you were away for a while. And
I escaped for about 18 years, mm-hmm. and now I'm back.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what else you've been up to and your music and everything else. But why don't you start with a song?
Sure. Thank you.
That's Tenderness, live from Studio A. And tell me about that song, Peter.
So, that I wrote for a friend whose name is, you can imagine, David. I also wrote it for myself. And it's a little bit about mental illness. And it's for anyone who has had suicidal ideations. And as well as someone who might feel like they've been born in the wrong body as far as gender. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a tender song to a friend.
Well, that's lovely. So you grew up in Duluth, and did you go away to college, or when did you leave?
I went off to St. Olaf College, where I studied music.
Okay.
And then I rushed out east to New York City. I did a brief... Well, I spent about 8-9 years doing dance, contemporary dance. Mm-hmm. So I was with a company, was in Europe for a little bit, then back to California, Southern California, then San Francisco, and then back here.
And how long have you been back here?
It is 4 years.
Okay. Because so I've lived here for 30-some years, and so I've watched the music scene, you know, come and go. And so anytime there's somebody that's new, I'm like, oh, who's that person? And yeah, and I did not realize that you were Duluth native, and you were not brand new, but returning. And you have, seems like it, you've quickly found a niche for yourself in music. And it sounds like, so you studied jazz in college. Or not, I'm not jazz, I just said music. I should have said music, right?
Yes. It was in college that I did was introduced to a lot of Brazilian music.
Okay, because St. Olaf is a hotbed of Brazilian music.
Of blonde, blue-eyed Brazilian. it is certainly Bossa Nova is certainly a huge influence on my song. Mm-hmm. My sound. There's so many more musical styles, especially nowadays. Like Bossa Nova is considered your grandpa's music, so it's not cool, but for me it's been my most cherished musical inspiration. I had never heard such tenderness, such sensuality and softness. Mm-hmm. And complex chords, which are a blend of jazz and of samba. So I grew up in the freezing cold, so the fantasy of something warm and soft was
mm-hmm. Did you get to so Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
So you spent time in New York. Did you get to experience more of that kind of music there?
Yes, yeah. Here and there. And just what was great about New York is just it. People speak their minds. There's the diversity. The it's just a boldness that I was craving as mm-hmm. well. Yes.
Nice. Well, and you are a very creative person. I was complimenting you on the mobiles that you make. You're an artist as well as being a musician. And there's something else that you do that I is escaping me now, but something else creative that you're involved in.
I used to be a dancer.
Oh, yeah, dancing, yes.
All the most lucrative careers in the world.
And now you're combining them in yes, Duluth, yes. Minnesota. So when you came back, you hadn't really done music yourself for a while. Is that the case?
Yes. I had just started up music again, and it was just a solo thing until I met Veiko and Corey, and it's been a joy to grow as an ensemble and to have them as friends, and it's really a reminder that how much... Veiko is making some gestures. How much music is a joint effort, how much it's like a alchemy, really. Mm-hmm. Everyone contributes something to make it magic.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to what you were saying about Bossa Nova, because I love that, when we aren't always, a lot of us aren't very familiar with music of other cultures, so I like that knowledge that, you know, in that culture, it's kind of an older music and, you know, mm-hmm. sort of like when I'm in Mexico, when I've been in Mexico, there's mariachis and that's kind of an old mm-hmm. thing. It's like they bring that out at the beginning of the wedding, sort of like in some parts of Minnesota, you bring out the polkas for the old people at the mm-hmm. beginning and then it switches to the modern stuff. So, is there more modern, is it Brazilian? Is that what you would mm-hmm. say that you're familiar with, that you enjoy?
Well, definitely throughout the 70s, 80s, you have the Tropicália movement, which is all about whatever genre you threw it together, very rock, punk, folk, anything went. And nowadays, I mean, it's so cosmopolitan. You have amazing hip-hop, electronic, transgender pop stars that are, you know, today's, they have a very, even probably worse than Trump, president, who's outspoken about his beliefs. So I still have yet to get to know much of it, but it is just one, you know, of the various musical influences.
Have you spent any time there at all?
I was there briefly once.
Okay.
Yeah. Not long enough to get to know. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I saw you post a poem in Portuguese recently. So have you studied the language? Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you sing some of those songs, you know what they're saying.
I do, yes. Hopefully.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's a beautiful genre, and it's nice to learn more about it and just to hear that. It's something that I don't think we had in the Duluth music scene. We didn't have much of. So it's kind of nice to have a different flavor out there to enjoy. What do you want to play for us next?
So the next song is called Starving for Touch. And I wrote this partially for myself, because I am, but also I kind of wrote it for men in the world who I think if men were able to express their emotions more readily, maybe be a little more vulnerable, I think there'd be less aggression in this world. So it's kind of a sultry request to men.
All
those
right.
Who identify as
all right.
Just cry. were starving for.
That's Tenderness, live from Studio A. And so the songs that you've been sharing with us, Peter, are they new or are they previously? Are they been around for a while?
And both of those songs will be on the upcoming EP. Okay. Release date to be determined.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought I saw that on your website that you were working on an EP. So since you came back to Duluth, you've done one album, right?
Yes.
And that was a few years ago, though, right?
Yes.
Was that? Did you work? Did you work on with that on that with Max? Is that?
I did with Max Molesky.
Okay.
The sound engineer and mixer and masterer, and I got to know Vaco during that process, and
okay.
Then Corey came on board, and then it's been a slow burn with these two.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Max before?
We had met casually, not through music, but mm-hmm. and then we just learned more about each other. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And so, how long had you been doing music again at that point when you did that album? Was it
just about 2 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if you had like things that had been simmering in the back of your mind for that time, or.
Yeah, in fact, our first song, David, was actually from that time.
But okay.
It was needed to. Incubate a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are you working with Max again on the next one or doing something different?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. But no hard and fast deadline on it. Just
not yet. Keep your eyes out.
Nice. And you've been doing, you don't play a ton of shows, but it looks like you've been doing maybe a monthly thing at Vikra for a while now. Is that right?
Yeah, they just opened up their rickshaw room, which is... it's a room full of whiskey barrels, but a nice little cute venue. And yeah, we've been doing a kind of informal residency there, so it's been fun to mix up shows. We've done one electronic style show. We've done a really cozy winter show with Nat Harvey and Al Sparhawk. It's been fun. Very gracious to them for having us.
Is that continuing?
It is in some degree. I think Superior Siren and Ingeborg von Agassiz is going to play next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my eyes open for that. I have not managed to make it there yet. So, but the pictures I've seen, it looks fantastic. And you, it looks like you have a lot of fun with it.
It is.
You kind of give it a theme. Yeah. You.
Yeah, I'm better off with like a theme running with something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think having been in classical music and then been in dance, where there's more you put on a show, rather than I'm kind of still getting to know this culture of bands. Like there, you have a lineup, and then you have bands. You know, there's history of bands who left the group, and like the drummer won't talk to the bassist anymore. And then, you know, all this drama of, like, dudes and bands. So the more of a show, a little bit of camp, a little bit of
mm-hmm.
theatrics, I think, mm-hmm. is always welcome in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think, yeah, for the audience, I think it's fun, too.
Yes.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with people just getting up there and playing some songs really well, but there's also nothing wrong with having a little fun and adding a little extra to it, adding that artistic touch. I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that EP when it materializes, so I hope that goes well.
Yes, but I will reach out.
So you know that it's an EP already, so you don't know when it's going to be done, but you already know it's not going to be a whole album.
Well, I'm so fickle. we'll see. I will reach out to you, Christine, when
And by then it could be a
three disc set
yeah, that's right. Or whatever we do in the digital age. I don't know. Just endless. It could be a rock opera or something. Yeah. Well, so it's interesting to hear about your experience in the music scene here and kind of navigating that. So this really is kind of your first time doing this kind of performance, like your time in Duluth here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a musical ensemble. Mm-hmm.
Outside of classical. And so a completely different world from where you were before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
And how does dance fit into your life these days? Do you get any opportunities to do that?
It's kind of dormant, but it's there. It'll come back at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But definitely has influenced, even just on a daily life level. I'm a body worker, always mindful of how I use my body, how to repair it, how to maintain it. The kind of healing that can come from body work that definitely influences my music. And also something called Alexander Technique, which is applicable definitely to musicians, to any performers, where it's all about letting go of unnecessary tension and realignment. Yeah.
Well, and I hadn't realized until recently when I saw this big thread on Twitter about how musicians become injured because, you know, maybe they are trying to play really heavy instruments or repetitive motion, and I think some of those techniques might have been talked about because I hadn't thought about that before.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to wrap up with here? We have time for one more.
We'll finish with a song called Pierrot's Lament. Pierrot is a stock character. You've probably seen pictures of like a mime in a billowy white
smock thing.
He's kind of a melancholy, love-struck clown, so the audience always feels a little pity for him. But I wrote this, so Pierrot is in this song kind of accepting that he's a stage performer. He's a little reluctant too, but he decides, he sees the world from afar, sees humanity, and decides that he will play the fool for the audience.
Oh, lovely. Before you start, I want to ask you a question, because all of your songs, you know, have these wonderful concepts, ideas behind them. Do you have those ideas before you start playing, or do you write songs by playing around on an instrument and then developing the thought comes from there, or how does that work for you?
A lot of them come from being in a really dark place, and making a song is the only way to get out of it.
Okay.
And then it can transform into something that's not so depressing.
Mm. Are you a person who's affected by winter, as some people are?
We could talk a lot about that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. So Duluth might not be the ideal place for you. I hate to tell you this, Peter. We love having you here, but
no, it'll always be a home base. I have a lot of dear friends and family here. So.
Well, wonderful. No. Well, all right, let's hear your song about Poirot.
I don't know why I do the things I do. I don't know why I do things I do. Somewhere inside I hide from you. Why do I do the things I do? I see right through this fancy dance we do. I see right through this fancy dance we do. Pretending to think that we'd never do.
That is Tenderness, live from Studio A. And is that one to be on the EP as well? Did you say
that? One actually is from the...
It's from the previous album. Okay.
Blues and Oranges.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much, Peter. This was it was fun to get to know you a little bit and hear some lovely tunes along here with Corey Kaufman and Vaco Lepisto. And again, the three of you are playing on Friday night, Valentine's Day, Sacred Heart Music Center with Superior Siren. Show starts at 7:30. Are you doing anything special for in honor of it being a Valentine's show?
Jazz dance and fireworks display, laser light show.
I just realized that I had your microphone turned down.
suspended platforms with go-go dancers. big heart-shaped balloon sculptures.
Be there.
Yeah. A kissing booth. Everything.
That sounds amazing. Amazing.
Superior Siren is absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that it's a wonderful combination. I think you will complement each other well.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to have
you
here.
Thank you, Christine. Thanks, Vaco. Thanks, Corey.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.